tell me a little bit about what Vocal Technologies does, Jake.
Yeah, so we are in the voice space, which is kind of a new industry that's popping up. It is based around exciting new opportunities building on platforms such as Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant. So right now we are working to innovate and really disrupt the radio industry with dynamic Alexa skills.
And so is this artificial intelligence? Is this voice intelligence? Do you call this the screenless future? What do you call this platform and this technology?
Well, our particular platform we call the Vocal Conversation Engine, which it, despite what a lot of people would say, and it's really a lot of marketing hype right now, it's not artificial intelligence. You can squeeze the words machine learning and natural language processing in there if you really want to, but it's a new way to take content that someone, as Jake mentioned, as a radio station has a live stream and get it in front of a new audience. There's over 40 million devices in the United States right now that people can now listen to radio on, and you know that's what we're doing.
And so, Jason, you have to market this product and this technology. What's your elevator pitch to folks?
Vocal creates voice-based applications for existing businesses to improve their reach as voice search becomes more and more prevalent.
So tell me how it works, Jake. So I am, I've got an Alexa, let's say, and so I'm here and I'm talking to my Alexa. She's giving me the weather forecast and, you know, telling me a few other things about what I need to know from a trivia standpoint. How am I going to take this to another platform or another level?
How are you going to take this to another level as a user? Yeah, I mean, so it's still very early in the, you know, in the App Store kind of situation here. It's equivalent to, you know, right when the App Store came out on the iPhone. You know, you could maybe get a weather app, a calculator, and a few other things. But we're seeing businesses start to build really, you know, really interesting use cases to where anything that's digital, anything that's online, you know, you'll be able to interact with that. What we're really excited about is that, you know, you have lots of content right now that's on the web or podcasts or radio that's really one-sided. So you have users consuming content. We're excited about, you know, the dual, you know, dialogue that's about to happen. You'll be able to engage with content. You'll be able to talk back to content. You can, in radio in particular, we're excited about, you know, being able to have users come in and say, you know, play this one specific segment or play the clip where so-and-so talked about the Razorbacks. So just really diving in, and that's when we're going to start to dig in on the machine learning side, you know, being able to take that content, process it through transcription services, and then run it through machine learning programs so that we can learn topical information, keywords, highlights, et cetera.
All right, so Jason or Mike, either one of you guys, tell me, give me a version of how you would use it. You're at home or you're at the office. Tell me a couple of times a day how you're going to interact with this new technology.
Okay, sure. Well, one thing that I use pretty much every day during Razorback season, and we're going to stick with that theme, is if I'm in my car and I am listening to, say, 103.7 Drive Time Sports, and I have been typically sitting in my driveway listening to a recruiting segment or somebody rail on, you know, a coach, poor coach for something. Now I can just seamlessly get out of my car and walk into the, you know, walk into my house and say, hey, play 103.7 The Buzz, you know, to Alexa, and that continues on. Because I don't have a radio in my home, as most Americans now really don't have access to that. This is the first part of that technology. It's, you know, it's, that's the easy side. Now what's interesting is, as Jake was saying, is the next piece of this is, as from a machine learning standpoint, we can start to find every time that someone has mentioned the Razorbacks today, or you know, using the 103.7 example, every time that the Baz said something about Razorback football. And I can start to ask Alexa questions like that. Hey, Alexa, what did the Baz say about the Razorbacks today? before, once that went out on our stream, it was just gone. It was just disappeared over the airwaves. And now with that type of interactivity, the radio stations can start to custom that content, and that's exciting.
So you guys at Vocal are going to be developing what we kind of are calling apps right now, just right. because it's the equivalent of what we saw out of the iPhone phenomenon and just how companies had apps and products and services were designed to make your life easier on an iPhone or some sort of smartphone. Tell me how big this industry could be, Jason, in terms of how revolutionary this is. Are we going to see kind of the same thing that we've seen with the iPhone and apps, but now through these personal assistants?
Yes, you're going to see it. You're going to see voice take over essentially. Very quickly, voice searches are going to equal that of written searches across all devices, whether or not that's your smartphone, you know, any kind of smart assistant like, you know, Alexa or Google might provide. I think there were 50 million voice searches per month at this point.
Yeah, it's actually
already.
Yeah, we've seen by January there were already a billion searches done worldwide.
This
in the month of January. So if you think about that, this is a technology that has a lot of brands scared, because what's going to happen when you ask Alexa or you ask Google, and instead of getting 10 results back on your screen, you're just getting one result from spoken to you. So it's a big deal for brands to make sure that they are looking at this technology, getting in early and growing.
And one indicator of that, as was the case with apps, is the behavior of children. I mean, I got my daughter a device for Christmas. She now uses that. She's 10 years old. She now uses that more than anyone else in the house. Yeah. Her friends use theirs. That typically, I mean, iPhones were optimized, I think, for 5 or 6 year olds, and that's been the case in this case also.
So, Jake, last question for you. And so, obviously, the technology has advanced to allow this to become the next kind of big thing. But also, too, maybe talk a little bit about what Jason was talking about in terms of the habits of people. Voice is just easier to do than to type something up or to have to be distracted.
Yeah. So we're not interested in building out voice-only apps. Voice will be one way that you interact with technology and the apps that we build. What we're focused on is building the most intuitive, natural way to engage with technology. So, you know, however you might want to call an Uber, you know, is that pulling out your phone? Is that voice? Is that, you know, whatever else? If we can shave off seconds or minutes from certain tasks throughout the day, that's what we're excited about. As far as kind of routine and habits, for me, it's interesting. My radio, FM radio, is actually broken in my truck. And so I have some Apple AirPods. I'm kind of like the poster boy for you know, wireless digital audio right now. But I get in my car, or I get in the shower, actually, listening to a podcast on Alexa. After I get out of the shower, I put on my AirPods, walking around the house. Seamlessly, I've pushed that audio over from the Alexa in my bathroom to the Amazon app that's on my phone. So throughout the morning, I'm getting ready. I get in my truck, never turn on the radio because I'm already playing Talk Business, you know, in my AirPods, and get to work.
Good choice.
Yeah, thank you. And then I get here and I flip over to this. And so it's just this amazing kind of seamless experience where it doesn't feel like I'm hopping around between devices. So we're seeing a lot of content creators out there that are just trying to get on Alexa and Google Assistant and one day Siri, just because it's an opportunity to get into the morning routine or the afternoon routine of an everyday person.